Today on Take 5, the balancing act between restoring the gray wolf to the Northwest and protecting livestock. The issue gets heated when a wolf kill is ordered and then is blocked by an Oregon court.
And the state is ruthlessly pursuing killing them real early in the recovery process.
Today we talked to the conservation group that successfully halted the execution order and a spokesman from the head of the Oregon Cattlemen's Association.
Our position is we want some reasonable management of this predator. It's causing our people a great deal of damage and heartache.
The debate is ongoing in the Northwest. In Bend, people recently protested a planned wolf kill in northeastern Oregon. We'll have the full story after the break. Take 5 is brought to you by Home Federal Bank.
My business, my community, my Home Fed. At Home Federal Bank, we know that the strength of our local community is closely related to the strength of local businesses. We're here to make it easier and more profitable for your business to do business, right here at home. So bring us your business needs. We'll bring over 90 years of banking expertise. Together, we'll plan for success.
Enjoy free online banking, free bill pay, and free debit cards at Home Fed. Stop by to learn more. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Take 5. When the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife has proof that a wolf is killing livestock, they can kill the wolf, especially if other methods have failed and it continues to present a big threat to livestock. The kill is allowed under the wolf plan that all sides agreed to, but Cascadia Wildlands spokesman John Lachlan says in this case, his group felt it would be too much for the Omnaha pack in northeastern Oregon to sustain.
We supported the Oregon Wolf Plan's lethal control component as a last resort once a healthy population was reached. We understand that that's a tool in the toolbox for the state to utilize. But we're so early in the process right now. We've got approximately 14 wolves in Oregon. They've killed a bunch of them already, and they're proposing to kill two more.
But Bill Hoyt with the Oregon Cattlemen's Association says there is disagreement over the true numbers and the real impact the wolf kill would have on this pack.
My other reaction to the stay is that it's based on the fact that if those two wolves are taken from that pack will be in danger of going out. In other words, they claim that only the alpha female and one pup will be left. And the numbers that we get official from ODF&W about the numbers of wolves in that pack don't add up to what the suit alleges. We need to know how many wolves, in fact, there are there. And I think the numbers are underestimated.
He also says that no one was thrilled with the wolf management plan, but all sides agreed to it. Now they need to let the experts with the state properly manage wildlife. Meantime, Lachlan believes that ODFW may not be totally objective and may be bowing to political pressure.
We don't believe the state is acting in good faith this early in the recovery process of gray wolves in Oregon by caving to intense political pressure.
Even though Congress took the Rocky Mountain gray wolf off of the endangered species list earlier this year and their comeback is considered a success, Bill Hoyt says it's a very emotional issue and people's fears over the fragility of these wolves may be coloring their judgment. He says they are thinking about launching a campaign that shows people the other side of the debate.
We thought about it. We're considering mounting a campaign similar to the Humane Society's campaign to say, look, see the brutality of and the blood that is caused on the ground here. And we're in the business of saving these animals. Our whole livelihood depends on our caring for animals. And we have to stand there with our hands behind our back and watch these animals be destroyed. It's difficult to do. And everyone, you know, gets their heartstrings are pulled when you see the ads of the battered kittens and the battered puppies by HSUS saying, now, you know, you can do something about it. But nobody has anything to say when there's a calf whose body parts are spread out over, you know, 20 yards and cows that are half eaten and left to die and elk calves, you know, elk calving rates that have gone from down to 1 in 100. You know, there's all these things that are not talked about because they're not popular, but they're still true.
Take 5 is a production of News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.